The reading homily today is from the book by Dr. Doreen Virtue, Daily Guidance from Your Angels. Message number 285, acknowledge that you do everything right. How would your life be different if you knew that everything you did was foolproof and you could never make mistakes? Would you relax your mind and more enthusiastically pursue your dreams? Would you feel happier and more secure? We angels are here to share with you a spiritual truth. You can't commit an error. All that you do is right. In the universal sense, everything that God made is perfect, and that includes you. Since you're an extension of the Creator, then everything you do is also flawless. Human judgments may hold that both divine and mortal creations are imperfect, but that doesn't change the spiritual fact of their perfection. Often, human reason can't see the big picture that ties everything together in a logical way. All that you do comes from God because the divine is all that exists. How could there be error in this creation? Today, relax in the knowledge that your every decision and action is underwritten by the Creator's guarantee of perfection. All experiences bring growth, love, peace, and healing in the end, so you can't make a mistake. Good morning.
Good morning.
How wonderful would life be without judgment? We are judged by our friends, our family, our coworkers, our teachers, society, etc. We even have judges in a court of law to determine our guilt or innocence. According to this message from the angels, we are never wrong. How deep and profound is that concept? Just by saying the word judgment creates a negative feeling inside. How many times have we felt shame, guilt, depression, anxiety, stress, anger, sadness, hurt, blame, because we felt we were wrong? How did that make you feel inside? Did it accomplish anything? Did it feel like love? Everything that we have done and experienced has brought us to where we are here now and today. Dr. Wayne Dyer states that we should not use the word mistake. Instead, we should use the word experience. He also states that we should not use the word problem, but opportunity. This simple play on words makes the situation feel softer and lighter. Why are we so hard on ourselves? Many of us were raised in a religion where we were taught that we are all sinners and that God is perfect and that we will never be like him or her or connect with him and that we are going to hell to burn in eternity for being such horrible creatures. How scary is that? It seems that we are taught at a very young age to feel like we are wrong, unworthy, and not good enough. And that programming continues for most of our lives, unless we decide we want to change it. This is one of the main reasons that I believe we connect with ISD, which perfectly ties into what Gary just said to Tom. We understand that we are God, and that we come from God, and therefore we are divine and perfect and beautiful as he or she is. It feels like love. Spirituality unites where religion divides. We know deep down when we are making a decision what feels good. We feel it in our gut. We don't need a teacher or parent or minister to tell us what is right or wrong. It seems that we waste so much time and energy looking for answers on the outside when all the answers are within. And why is that? Because we are the divine. We are God. We are love. We are light. We are wonderful, amazing spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. We are perfect in our imperfections and our uniqueness, and beauty exists everywhere in the world, including in ourselves. Everything that was created by the divine is beautiful and unique in its own way. We see amazing diversity in our planet, wildlife, flowers, fauna, dreams, goals, abilities, creations, inventions, intentions, And when we come together, we manifest amazing co-creations with our divine fellow spiritual beings. This sacred and holy space here at ISD that we have created together is an example of a divine manifestation of the God in all of us, coming together, creating love and light, and a sacred place to congregate and worship. Do you see your contribution to this sacred and holy space? Do you see the divine in yourself? Do you realize that the wonderful gift that you have to offer to your fellow divine beings is unique, perfect, and exquisite in its own way, and that only you can offer this to the world? Isn't that an amazing gift and talent? I found these inspiring quotes online from Dr. Wayne Dyer. You are a divine creation, a being of light who showed up here as a human being at the exact moment you were supposed to. You are the beloved, a miracle, a part of the eternal perfection. Everything is perfect in the universe, even your desire to improve it. If you are unwell, don't ask to be healed. Instead, ask to be restored to that perfection from which you emanated. I will grow. I will become something new and grand, but no grander than I now am. Just as the sky will be different in a few hours, its present perfection and completeness is not deficient, so am I presently perfect and not deficient. I will be different tomorrow. I will grow and I am not deficient. See the genius in everyone you encounter. Just as the mountain cannot crack a nut through it, can carry a forest on its back, so too does every living creature have its own perfection built into it. Remember, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and all that was created was good, so that anything that isn't good has to come about because of your belief of mind that you are separate from this divinity. You are not what you have. You are not what you do. You are not what you think of others. You are beloved. You are divine. You are a creation that is made into perfection. And you are the beloved. You are the divine. You are a creation that is made into perfection. So go within and remember that you are guided by your inner source or inner God or inner light or emotional guidance system. Doesn't matter what you call it. You are beautiful, wonderful, and perfect, and you know it, and God knows it. So please share your love and light with the world, because the divine does not make mistakes, and you are the divine. So the thought for today is, I do everything right. I release any worries to cares about my decisions or actions to God and the angels. I feel good about who I am and what I do, for I accept myself just as I am. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.